The second time Clive Lewis grabbed her ass, she was ready for him. The first time he'd grabbed her, she politely warned him against such a move. She couldn't let a second time go unpunished. Just like in high school, the former football player loved to harass her, and yet, unlike high school, Piper wasn't the same 5'2", flat-chested, 90-pound soaking wet girl hugging the shadows in an attempt to avoid boys like him. She was 110 pounds now, still short and mostly flat-chested, but she had learned to fight back. She had to. Even if she did work in a strip club where the general consensus among the female staff was to be amenable to grabby men. She whirled around, colliding the tray she held directly into his face. To the casual observer, it could have looked like an accidental move on her part. It could. The edge met the middle of his nose with a crack, breaking the skin. He howled and cupped his nose as blood ran down its length. His friends hissed in empathy. She made out his muffled words to be, "Jesus, Walsh!" She glared down at him. "Oops, sorry about that. Maybe you should keep your paws to yourself." In high school, he had been a muscle-bound behemoth, one of several that had prowled the halls, a jackal in the pack. Now all that muscle had gone to fat. His features had softened, too. Jowls gathered around his neck, making him look older than mid-twenties.
"Piper!"
Joe roared from across the bar. Her gaze darted to her boss as he made his way between the small round tables toward her. Great. She would have to make a customer bleed when he was watching. He spent most of his time in his office with the blinds shut, occupying himself with any one of the girls who suppressed her bile enough to stomach his touch. He lifted a hand, palm out in supplication, and spoke over the loud pump of Gangnam Style blaring from the stage speakers.
"What? It was an accident. He startled me."
She knew her boss would accept that excuse more than the actual truth, that she was fed up of getting groped by customers. From the way Joe charged toward her, his shiny face glaring hotly, she knew he didn't commiserate. She waitressed in a strip club. He'd told her on more than one occasion that a little grab ass was part of the job, that it was even good for business.
"You have too many accidents."
He jabbed a finger toward the back of the club.
"In my office, now."
Setting her tray down on an unoccupied table, she marched a hard line toward the office, her chucks smacking the ground hard in defiance. That was another point of contention with him. Her choice of wardrobe. No stilettos and sexy attire for her, thank you very much. Since Joe was too cheap to provide a uniform, she wore jeans and sneakers and the same Joe's Cabaret unisex t-shirt that the male bartenders, bouncers, and DJ wore. But really, she was a good waitress when she wasn't hitting customers with trays. She always got customers their drinks quickly, and since that was half the bar's revenue, Joe let the matter slide about her conservative choice of wardrobe. She wasn't a dancer, after all. She didn't need to walk around with dental floss up her butt. As she headed toward Joe's office, it was reminiscent of the many walks she had made to the principal's office as a kid. She felt the stares of several customers and staff. She almost expected to hear the old sing-song, "Oh, you're going to get it, Piper." Back in school, whenever anything went wrong, i.e. something was stolen, vandalized, or someone just felt like making her life hell, more hell than it already was, she was called before the principal. That's what happened when your last name was Walsh in this town. At least, it had been that way for her. She was working hard so that it wasn't that way for Malia. Her sister deserved better, and Piper was determined she'd get it. She owed that to her brother. Joe waited until she passed through the threshold, and then slammed the door so loud it rattled the thin wall. He pulled his pants up over his swollen midsection as he squared off in front of her.
"I just had to buy that table a round of drinks."
He jabbed a fat sausage finger in her direction. The thick diamond band wrapped around that finger seemed to wink and jeer at her. It had to have cost a fortune he made off the exploitation of women.
"That's coming out of your pay."
She inhaled sharply, mentally calculating the cost of a round of drinks.
"That's not fair, Joe."
"You've used up all my goodwill, Piper. I only hired you because I thought you might change your mind and decide to dance."
He looked her up and down appraisingly.
"You got what it takes. You're small, barely got any tits, but you're pretty, and lots of guys are into spinners. You could do a great Catholic schoolgirl."
"Ew!"
She held up a hand. "Stop right there. I've already told you I'm not dancing. Besides, you need waitresses. You can barely serve all the tables you got." She motioned behind her, indicating the room on the other side of the bar.
All the girls are too busy taking private dances.
Because that's where the money is, sweetheart.